I knew your eyes by heart after the very first reading. I could repeat them in detail, remembering their elements in pearls and moonstones, in the dark wing of a starling, and the bright morning faces of asters. I learned your hair many ways, by the musk and visually, by the braille touch. I could tell which part of your body grew it. The underhair fringing your face was sensitive, like thin smoke in a draft. Between your thighs, it was natural and crisp, like the hearts of lettuce. After one fitting only, I could cup my hands just so, as if they held your face. Blindfolded, I could kiss a thousand mouths and know your lips. I could tell time by your mouth's kisses, feel rich red colors, taste sun-ripe fruits, and know the seasons of the year. I took your body like a glass of sweet milk at bedtime, and my eyelids let go at the hinges when I entered you. You were all I, and all of me was you. My senses rhymed with your senses, and our bodies made music and gave light, as all things absolute. What is it that happened, now that you are gone, and why? I feel I never knew you, though you fill me with terrible wonder, like the onset of madness. What enslaving cocktail have I sucked from your full mouth to leave me so totally yours? The red pulp of your kisses is sweet on my tongue as the red ripe melon meat. Yes, even now, though remembered only, I have looked too long upon you, too long, and with so much love that strangers can see you in my face, as the sun and vivid colors leave an after image in the eye. Everyone is sleeping. Nothing wakes. The woods are motionless. The wind is down to a whisper. Sleep hums like current, yes, audibly, through the bright, still night. The evening star rises like a flaming wake. Heels fit into heels like lovers, their great dark straddling thighs clasping still greater darkness where they meet. A star breaks, arcs down the night, like God striking a match across the cathedral ceiling. Therefore, I wish. See my lips move, making your name. It is so still, so still. I am sure you must hear me. As the world gathers momentum toward annihilation on all fronts, we walk apart, each to his own lonely end, not hand in hand as lovers walk. Yet I would enter time's infinite pages more happily with you than in the company of Christ's and Dante's, comets and constellations. My love, before the distance widens beyond reach and sight, look this way. Give me your hand, that the stars may sail us. The last we saw of them was when they kissed, then beautifully naked walked as if into a sea of bright blue water, leaving their bodies like old clothes upon the shore. There are no stars tonight to get my bearing by. What time is it? What season? What year? The sky sags, bellies. The city gargles dust in the street. I am lost on an island somewhere between two rivers. Blind buildings all around me, and the earth is covered with flat stones. And over me, the low dark roof, the harbor's lifted morass, and the belchings of many chimneys.